The Sonoma County Energy Independence Program passed its two-year anniversary recently, with a lot to show for those first 24 months.
We have funded over 1,350 projects in Sonoma County for energy efficiency, water conservation, and renewable generation. And one of the exciting things that that's done is it's put $44 million back into the local economy for jobs and all those efficiency improvements. Numerically, most of them are residential. Dollar-wise, about $35 million of that is the amount that's been spent on residential projects. About 50% of our projects include a solar component. The rest would be the other eligible improvements we have: windows, cool roofs, weatherization, insulation, those kinds of projects.
Liz Yeager is the program manager for SKYPE, as the acronym is pronounced. It was launched to take full advantage of a change in state law that was passed in 2008. Assembly Bill 811 allows local governments to loan property owners the costs of installing energy-saving measures and collect on those loans through modestly increased property tax payments over time.
Sonoma County Energy Independence Program is a countywide implementation of what's called property-assessed clean energy. It's a program that was allowed by Assembly Bill 811, and it allows us to do energy efficiency improvements, water conservation, and the county to provide financing for those projects to the property owners and pay that financing back through the property tax system. If you do a well-executed project, the amount that you're paying back on your property taxes should be less than you would have been spending on your utility bill.
Similar programs were started at about the same time in two other California cities. But Yeager says Sonoma County's effort was and is wider and more inclusive.
Berkeley had a PACE program, an AB 811 program that was solar only, as did Palm Desert, for a limited amount of funds. But Sonoma County's implementation is very unique in that it's very comprehensive as far as the kind of improvements we allow, and the fact that all the cities in the county and the county are eligible for this program. It's the first one in the nation, actually, of a countywide retrofit for commercial, residential, and all these types of improvements.
The local model has drawn admiring attention across the country, and as many as 23 other states are now considering or implementing similar programs. In part, Yeager suggests, because SKYPE has also boosted employment along with its energy savings.
If you look at all the $44 million worth of projects and apply the formula to how many jobs that's created, it's well over 500. Looking at the life cycle of all of the products that have been installed and the retrofits have been done, locally, we can safely say that we've been responsible for retaining or creating 55 local jobs through the program.
The number of applications for participation in the program has remained fairly steady over the 2 years it has been offered, but Yeager anticipates a slight surge now that the winter weather is behind us. The county recently received a $3 million grant from the California Energy Commission to support the continuation and expansion of the SKYPE program. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.